is real. Yo, yo, yo. Had a little bit of a delay on that podcast intro, but we back with another one. You dig? Today we're talking NBA yet again. That's my favorite sport. I'm sure I got a lot of NBA fans on this podcast that like to listen in. You know, but we do cover NFL, UFC, you know, boxing. We might cover some spirituality topics as well. I'm going to get into that more and more because at the end of the day, sports is cool and all. Yeah. That's cool. But at the end of the day, it's about your spirit, your spirituality. How'd you get here, brother? How'd you get here, sister? You were a spirit born into a body. You dig what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm going to get real spiritual on y'all, man. It's not about being overly religious and all that. It's about just spreading the knowledge of the word of God. That's really what it's about. But yeah, Chet and Wemby are battling for the top spot in the rookie power rankings. But Chet Holmgren out of Gonzaga is right now number one ahead of Victor Wembanyama, which is a generational talent. 7'4" big man out of France, could shoot, could dribble, could pass. He's a good fit for any team. Every team wanted him. Only one team got him. That's the San Antonio Spurs. But Chet has been doing really good for OKC. OKC looks like a team that could be dangerous in the playoffs. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander made an All-NBA first team last season. He's ready to do it again. Then you got Josh Giddey, 6'8", shooting guard, point guard, combination player. He's good at assists. He's good at getting buckets. I mean, they got a good, solid squad. They got a shooter in Lou Dort. Jalen Williams, he was a rookie last year, now in a sophomore season. He's playing amazing. He scores really well around the basket, but his three-point shot is getting a lot better, and his offensive game is taking the next step. He's doing great. Victor Wembanyama, yes, he is at number two. I believe he can still win this Rookie of the Year race, but it's going to be tough with Chet Holmgren playing like this. He's at 50-50-90 club right now, which means 50% on his field goals, making half of his shots he take, 50% behind the three-point line. He's shooting 90% at the free throw. Yo, this guy is efficient. It's going to be hard to beat Chet Holmgren because his team is better than the San Antonio Spurs, man. You know, OKC, they're looking good. San Antonio Spurs, they're still in a rebuild. I think they're still on ascension pathway as far as their talent. Third, we got Ausar Thompson. He's been playing special. He leads the rookies in rebounds. Last time I checked, he's doing amazing. He gets steals. He gets blocks. He's not afraid. He's not afraid of the moment. He's guarding a lot of the best players on the opposite team. So he's doing really well. His brother, I feel like his brother will catch on as well too. But I believe his brother is injured. Yeah, but Ausar Thompson is number three on that list. He's going to be special. And the reason is because he has, like, unlimited energy, it seems like. He stays on the offensive glass. He's 6'7". You know, a lot of the guys that lead the league in offensive rebounding are, like, 6'11". To 7'2", 7'3", you feel me? Like, but he's only 6'7", and he's battling. He's really battling. And I feel like his brother, which was drafted right before him, he'll do good. He'll do good too, but he's averaging only 6.2 points, 3 rebounds, and 1.5 assists on 41% shooting. So he is struggling. But yeah, he is out right now, so it does make sense why he's been struggling, okay? He's been out the last three games. And we're talking Amen Thompson. That's Ausar Thompson's brother. But Ausar Thompson was drafted right behind him at Detroit. And then, or did I say that right? Amen Thompson was drafted first at the Rockets. Ausar Thompson next at Detroit. Yes. Don't want to get him mixed up. But yeah, he started off the season pretty good, though. He had 21 points versus Orlando, 20 points versus Golden State, and he had a couple 13-point games. So, I mean, he looked like he was doing good until he got injured. And then he's been injured 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's been injured 6 games. So yeah, he would be in the race too. His brother, those twins, they're gonna be really good. They would both be in the top 5. But Amen Thompson, he's just injured right now. He'll be fine. Marcus Sasser, Detroit Pistons, lucked up on this kid. He looks like he's going to be the next Cam Thomas. He's one of those guys where he wasn't drafted in the top 5, top 10, but he's a special talent. Very good at scoring the ball. Great handles. And I really like to watch handles. When I watch basketball, when a guy is shifty and knows how to shake his defender, that's always interesting to watch. Derek Lively, the second. He is at number 5. Dallas, they lucked up with this kid. He's in the starting lineup. He's catching lobs. He's blocking shots, getting boards. And like his last name, he's lively. Because he plays a lot of energy, and he seems like he loves the game. That's what you want in a big man. Scoot Henderson, he should be on this list, in my opinion. But he's looking so far kind of shaky, I'm not going to lie to you. He looked really good at the number 2 pick, at the number 2 spot in the draft, but he's kind of looked like a bust right now, to be honest with you. You feel me? I'm gonna keep it a buck. He looked like a bust right now, but I feel like he will find his stride. I think he will find his stride. But to keep it real right now, he's looking kind of not top 5-ish, because he's not a top 5. But before I say all that, let me go ahead and just check something here. Make sure he's not injured. Because if he's injured, I don't really judge players when they're injured, because we can't catch a rhythm. Because I've been injured before. It's a rhythm thing in basketball, and in a lot of sports. When you're injured, you're gonna come back a little bit tentative, not trying to get injured again. You're gonna be more careful, and that's 100% understandable. 100%. So yeah. Oh man, I hope I wasn't reading those stats wrong for Amen Thompson. Anyways, cause I was looking at the minutes when I was saying the points and shit. I think I was looking at the minutes, to be honest. But hey, we all make mistakes. Anyways, points. Scoot Henderson, his first game versus Orlando, 3 for 12 shooting, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Not really too good. He had 7 points that game. Played 25 minutes. Next game, he did worse. Took less shots, and he had 4 points. Went 2 for 7, and he had 1 rebound and 3 assists. Come on, Scoot. But then he got a little bit better, and he had 11 points in his next 2 games, playing Toronto and Detroit. Both of those games, he had 11. One game, he shot 4 for 12. Next game, 4 for 10. One game, he had 4 rebounds. Other game, he had 0. Come on, Scoot. But he had 7 assists in both of those games. So he had 11.7 assists. That's his best 2 games in the NBA so far. Looking very, very average, but he's a rookie, and some rookies take longer than others. But he's explosive. He's talented. I think he'll bounce back. He'll be fine. He just got to get his shot together. I think he could shoot really good from mid-range, but his 3-point shot is what I'm kind of concerned about. But he could drive to the basket pretty well, so he'll be fine. And he's right around my height, so I feel like when players around my height are in the NBA doing well, you know, I look out for those guys, you know what I mean? Because I'm 6'2". I might grow to 6'3 or 6'4, who knows, man? But, yeah, I'm sitting about 6'2 right now. So, yeah, he's like 6'2", maybe 6'3 they might have gave him online, I don't know. But, yeah, he's going to be fine. School was number 2 pick for a reason, right? But let's see. He injured his ankle November 1st during a victory at Detroit. And they're saying he'll be back in about 3 weeks. So we'll see what happens with that. Also, Brandon Miller, he was a very high draft pick. Actually, no. Scoot went number 3. I'm tripping. It was Brandon Miller that went number 2. Yes, yes, yes. It was Brandon Miller. He went number 2. To Charlotte Hornets. He got paired up with LaMelo Ball. out there in Charlotte. But he's not in the top five right now as far as being a rookie. So it's kind of concerning when you go number two, right? And you get the starting job. So he's averaging 12.8 points, 4.2 rebounds, 1.6 assists. That's decent. Like when you're a rookie, and you're not looking like a generational talent such as Zion Williamson, LeBron James, Wembanyama, you have room to kind of just grow, you know? Last year's rookie of the year was really good. Paolo Banchero for Orlando, he was really good as a number one pick. He's doing good as well right now for Orlando Magic. Let's see where. I think Brandon Miller, he's been healthy, though. That's what he's looking like. He's been healthy, so. But yeah, he was a really good scorer for Alabama in college. They got him listed at 6'7". I thought he was like 6'8", 6'9", to be honest, but. But anyways, yeah, that's the rookie race right now. Definitely heating up. Chet Holmgren. If he played last year, he wouldn't have been a rookie this year, but he was injured all of last year. Basically, LeBron James had drove into him at a pro-am game, just like these guys just hooping at a local gym, but it was mostly professionals and, good athletes. LeBron James drives into Chet Holmgren. Chet, he's the type of guy, he's just known to block shots. So he, even though it's a regular pro-am game, he's still trying to block LeBron James. Then LeBron just basically barrels into him. They both jump in the air. And then Chet, y'all know he's a frail guy. He falls backwards. LeBron James is big as shit. He falls backwards, and then Chet gets injured. And that's what injured him for the whole entire last season. But last season, if he played, he would have just been a rookie last season. But Chet is going to have some competition, because when you're around the league for a whole year, just absorbing the atmosphere out of all 82 games and just learning and just seeing the offense, watching the tape, just doing everything without playing, but you're still practicing. Well, he couldn't practice because he was injured, but you get what I'm saying. Like, he's practicing as far as he was probably doing some type of work. Like, he's working on his body, you know. He's doing stuff for the trainer still. When you're injured in the NBA, it doesn't mean you get to just stay at home and just eat Doritos. Nah, they finna be still having you do all the types of tricks. Therapy and treatments, massages, and look at film. So Chet has a huge advantage over Wembanyama winning this year's MVP, because like I said, his team is better, and he's had a whole year to absorb the game of basketball on a professional level, where Victor Wembanyama is literally just learning on the go, just like these other rookies, you get me? Ben Simmons also had that privilege to get injured. I'm not saying it's a privilege to get injured your first year, but in a way it kind of is, because it makes you kind of like ready to win rookie of the year next season if you're a top pick, and it kind of puts you in a different frame of mind than other guys starting out. But yeah, Wembanyama's he still has a chance to win it, but it's gonna be tough. I'm gonna keep it a buck, because Chet, if he keeps playing and he doesn't get injured, I don't see him getting worse, to be honest with you. Like, Chet is a talent. Like, Chet is one of those guys. Like, he's a talent. I'm not going to sit here and act like he's not. He's better than Evan Mobley already. He's better than maybe even Jaren Jackson. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, even though Jaren Jackson was a defensive player of the year last year, I can see Chet Holmgren winning a defensive player of the year in the NBA. I can see Wembanyama doing it too. So, you got some special talent in this draft for sure. You know? I would love to see these guys in the slam dunk contest. You feel me? I'd love to see all three of those guys that's in the top three in the rookie race. Asar Thompson, Wembanyama, and Chet. You know, especially Wembanyama, though. I heard he could do some shit. I heard he could do some windmills, some between the legs. And seeing a guy that tall and that skinny doing dunks, I think that show would be like comedy, bro. It would be some good entertainment, to say the least. But yeah, I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. Y'all catch me next one. I'm out. Oh.